This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I want to clarify a few things about what I believe about the future of America and President Trump, because I heard an interview with Michael Savage the other day, and during that interview, Michael Savage, of course, a legendary radio host, author, also, by the way, an epidemiologist and an ethnobotanist. He's got a PhD in ethnobotany, so he and I have a lot in common in terms of our interest in phytochemicals and things like that. But Dr. Savage mentioned that he believes, even if Trump wins a second term, that there will be decades of darkness. I think that's an exact quote. Decades of darkness, or potentially decades of darkness for America, for the simple reason that America has lost the core things that make the nation a cohesive culture. In particular, Michael Savage talks about language and culture and borders, and repeatedly has pointed out, actually over the last two decades, that when the people of a nation, when they lose this cohesion of having a common system of beliefs, common language, common culture, and even common geography, when they lose that, then the nation ceases to exist, and then fragmentation is inevitable, or other internal problems such as, you know, Balkanization or civil war or cultural conflict, things like that. And he's absolutely right about that. And I'm a realist as well, at least I consider myself to be so, much like Michael Savage is. I have great admiration for his intellect, by the way. And I do not in any way believe that President Trump is going to turn all of this around and save America from itself. not by a long shot. I agree with Savage's assessment that even if Trump wins the second term, America is largely doomed. And so I see President Trump really as simply he is the resistance against the deep state. He has slowed down the creeping expansion of the deep state and the tyranny of government. But Trump is obviously not a dictator. He's one person. Even though he's president, he does not control the country. And even if he did, there's so much anti-America fervor, you could say, or fanaticism inside the bureaucracy and now being taught to school children, for example, in public schools, that I don't think America is going to survive much longer. I think America is going to implode because the people in America who love the country are largely unwilling to defend it. And the people who hate the country are in charge of everything, including the tech giants, the mainstream media, public education, science and medicine, you know, Wall Street, you name it. It's extraordinary, really. Well, not everybody in Wall Street, but a lot of Wall Street people are not fans of real America. So you've got this implosion, this almost a suicide pact among the radical left, the America haters. And Trump can't stop them all. Ultimately, your country cannot be sustainable if you don't have the continuation of the values, the ethics, the culture that makes that country something worth living for and worth fighting for. You know, Americans used to believe that America was a great country, the greatest country in the world. We should protect our borders. We welcome immigrants, but they have to be legal and they have to be vetted. Americans used to believe that hard work was the way to get ahead, rather than today's current generation of young people, which is just about being a bunch of triggered cry bullies and snowflakes and complainers who demand that you obey their demands. That's today's youth. These young people who've never produced anything in their lives and who have lived off the production of everybody else, they demand that you bow down to them on climate change and resource consumption and other similar topics. It's quite absurd. But America cannot sustain itself now unless something truly radical changes. I mean, even the work ethic is gone. Today's youth don't think they should have to work. They don't think they should have to produce anything. They think that they can exist by simply demanding obedience. I mean, these people, these young teenagers, they talk about, or even people in their 20s, they talk about how it's wrong to consume things and it's wrong to produce energy. And it's and yet they live in air-conditioned homes and they fly on airplanes and they use their mobile devices and computing devices that require, of course, resources in order to be manufactured and to be operated and so on. But they don't see any of that. All they see, all they talk about is how bad everybody is for daring to exist, even breathing. You know, respiration is bad because you're exhaling carbon dioxide, which they think is a pollutant that's killing the planet, even though, of course, it's the most important nutrient for plants. But again, today's youth, they don't understand any of that. So we've now reached a very bizarre time where the nation does not look sustainable because the culture has collapsed, because there's been so much communism indoctrination in the schools, and because the tech giants are willing to abandon basic civil rights by oppressing free speech, for example, and where the bureaucracy only exists to serve itself now instead of serving the people of the nation. And all these things have been pointed out by Michael Savage and others. And so I'm just elaborating on points that have been observed by many people. But I agree. America as we know it is over. Trump cannot save it. Trump is not a savior of America. Trump can delay, in some ways, the collapse. Trump can serve as a symbol of courage to help others stand up against the tyranny and the lawlessness and the censorship and cultural insanity such as transgenderism and so on that's being pushed by the left. But Trump cannot reverse that. He is not someone who can single-handedly save this country. In fact, because our country, or our government in particular, is a government of the people, by the people, for the people, it's up to the people to save America. And the people are largely lazy, pathetic, ignorant, mass-medicated, intoxicated, nutrient-deficient fools. And yeah, you could quote me on that if you wish, but that's sadly what the masses have become, just consuming television and drugging themselves to death while eating toxic foods and visiting cancer centers for chemotherapy treatments that cause chemo brain, which makes them unable to process information, so they vote for Democrats. But that's what America has become today, an intoxicated welfare state, really a pharma state run by Big Pharma, where the goal is to mass medicate everybody for corporate profits. From that, we don't have much of a future. And I'm actually one of the pioneers who has said, unless we deal with the health issues through nutrition and disease prevention and superfoods and so on, then we can never really have a sustainable nation, because you can't have a nation built on unhealthy people. When people have unhealthy bodies, they have unhealthy minds, and then you get unhealthy voting decisions, you get an unhealthy republic, and it's not sustainable. So if we don't deal with the health issues, there's no way we're going to have a country that can be self-sustaining, and the collapse is imminent. But stay informed. There are ways to survive the collapse and perhaps delay it. You can read more at naturalnews.com. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. You can hear more of my podcasts at brighteon.com, the free speech alternative for YouTube. Thank you for listening. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal,
banned toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.